right, man. Almost through the first hour. Anyway, so we got Matt coming in, so I want to save some of what happened yesterday. It's always more fun with a guy that's even better at it than you are, or try to be. But I got to talk about this situation I'm in right now. Oh, you insurance companies, auto insurance. I had an accident. Here's what happened. I'm making deliveries on my job. I make the delivery. I'm done, right? I pull out of there. It's February 8th. It's my youngest brother's birthday, and he just died like 40 days before that, and he hadn't spoken to me in 3 years probably. So I was like, relaxed. I'm done, right? I start driving. I mean, I didn't get a block. And I started talking to him. And it was like my mind and body just kind of separated. I was floating. Last second, I see there's a red light. I hit the brakes. I'm already into the intersection. And I caused a collision. Oh, there was no doubt it was my fault, right? We call the cops. Guy's all right. I'm all right. We're both Bernie guys. So we, you know, his anger was dissipated a little bit by that. Cool. We're good people. Once we cool off. Some of us, you know, most people aren't as hot-headed as I can get. But anyway, I felt awful, right? And so we call the cops. The cops come. We show our insurance. Everything's fine. You know, his car couldn't be driven. I drove mine away. Mine was hurt pretty good, too. But the frame was off by about 4 inches. But I could still drive it for a little bit. My car is going to be a total loss. I had... liability only. I had the legal amount to be driving on Wisconsin's roads, right? But Progressive pointed out to me that, wow, you didn't have insurance to use it as a work vehicle. And I said, technically, you're right. And that was an oversight on my part. You know, when I got cancer, I lowered my rate because I wasn't working and wasn't getting disability or anything. So I had to, you know, lower my bills. And when I came back to work a year later or whatever, I never changed the insurance, but I was not using my car for work when I got in the accident. I was done, and Progressive comes back and says, no, we're going to deny the claim. You know, you said you were coming back from your delivery, and I go, back, okay, whatever. I didn't have to go back to my job. That's the whole thing about using your own vehicle, right? No, I don't have to go back. Anyway... months go by, and I'm telling these guys to F off, both of them. You know, American Family, Progressive, you guys duke it out, right? Get some rich Trumpy to pay for it. I was upset. And they, you know, they just kept coming after me with a you know, collection agency, and I ignored them. And then in October, I get pulled over, and they're like, hey, man, your plates have been suspended. Oh, no, you know. And then I get it again, your license and your plates. And you have to show proof of insurance. I go, man, I've had insurance through this whole thing, you know. And the cops are telling me all you have to do is get insurance on your car. And I said, you don't understand. The DMV has this now because of the insurance companies. I'm an uninsured driver. So I, you know, that's bad, right? You got to have insurance. I had insurance. I kept continuing to pay. In fact, I made it full coverage after that. And they raised the rates on me like every month. And it was getting really expensive. And I argued with them, and I said, I'm going to cancel you guys. So when I got pulled over, I looked to show the cop my insurance, and they canceled my insurance. Okay. Yeah, some of it's my fault, right? Well, if you shouldn't have been driving. Listen, you know, $10,000 accident you guys are trying to make me pay for when they should buck it up, right? I had coverage, and they know it. So then I started fighting with them, and I got emails from my boss saying, here's the delivery. There's the one catering delivery we had, right? Coming from the place that we don't even deliver to anymore. And then a note that said, no, he did, like any other day, he's free to go home. He doesn't have to come back. He's done at that point. Well, then they tell me, well, you know, we reviewed it and we can't afford your coverage. And I go, what? Can't afford my coverage? That sounds like an admission to me. Where I'm at with this is I had to get SR-22 insurance after my year suspension was up, right? It's high priced, you're high risk, whatever, okay. And I said to my insurance agent, I was like, hey, man, can I get one of those devices to put on my car so these guys can see that I'm like the safest driver out here? I mean, before this happened, I'm a guy that drove the speed limit, man. I'm so tired of people thinking that, you know, here you are, it's 25, going through town, and people are right behind you. When they were three blocks behind, what were you doing? How fast were you going to get up to me, and why are you, I can barely see your lights, and you're mad at me because I'm obeying the law. I mean, so anyway, this damn device, they send me, I'm going to get $480 for 6 months. I'm like, that's not bad. That's less than what you guys were tagging me after the accident. Well, then I get this update saying, well, it's $1,000. And with this device, we're going to measure all this stuff. And we could increase the rates after that. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, when you come to a stop, if you don't stop just right, it makes a beep. And then when you take off, you know, if you take off too fast, which I don't do. I don't, like, rush through the intersection. I take, you know, I'm relaxed, man. Smoke a joint, for crying out loud, man. Do something. Somebody's got to do something about this. It's so dangerous out there. So I'm driving in the Beltline. Oh, that's, you know, the great place to go, right? It's 55. The lanes are not, you know, they're, you know, I've been doing some work on it, but there's, like, you know, slopes here and there. And they've got solid white lines through parts of it. Now, I don't know if you clowns know this, but solid white lines mean stay in your lane, right? There's a sign that was up there forever saying it. You'd think you'd know by now. When it's a dotted white line, sure. Yeah. Yeah, check the blind spot. Use your directional. None of that's going on out there. And I'm getting tagged like this? I don't know what I'm going to do. I got to get a lawyer. I sent all this stuff to the state insurance commissioner, and it's like, you know, 8 weeks it's going to take. Well, I don't know how many weeks it's been, but I got a feeling, man, when they read all that stuff and see my policies that I had and all this stuff in the DMV saying that I got in an accident without insurance, it's got to blow up in somebody's face other than mine. And I, you know, I tried to tell these guys, you know, hey, you know, I'm the kind of guy that, you know, I'm going to get mad and I'm going to get somebody to do something about this. And this guy from low places, me, knows some people in high places that are there just to help people like me. Regular people, man. Good drivers like me. I mean, I've got a friend that tells me, oh, you know, you drive like grandpa. I am a grandpa. Everybody should drive like they, you know, have grandchildren in their car or the car by them. So when one of these vans goes by with baby on board and they're doing like 75 and a 50, I mean, Progressive, if you're listening, do you have a device you can put on my car that shows you how everybody else is driving around me? And maybe that's why sometimes my beep comes on, because I got to, you know, I got people riding me, man. This is going to be interesting to find out. Anybody want to call in today? 844-967-2789. I know it's not Matt Flynn, but he asked me to fill in so you could at least have the decency to listen to the guy asked to fill in for him. I hope he's having a good day. I know I am, man. And I know every day that I go back to the Capitol is a good day, man. No matter what happens, it's going to be a good day. And I'm going to go open the door for Matt Rothschild. We'll be back in a little bit, and should have some fun.